Hello and welcome to Just Ask AI. I'm Herman Popplebury, your host, and I'm here to answer Daniel's questions about artificial intelligence and technology. Just a quick reminder that all the answers you'll hear today are generated entirely by Sonnet 4, so while I do my best to be accurate, please double-check anything important. Now let's dive into today's question. Daniel has asked about something I find absolutely fascinating: the microphones and voice technology used in medical settings, particularly by doctors and radiologists for dictating notes. This is actually a perfect example of how voice technology has evolved from traditional dictation to modern AI-powered systems. Let's start with the hardware. In hospital settings today, you'll typically see a few different types of microphones being used. The most common are USB headset microphones, often from companies like Plantronics, now called Poly or Sennheiser. These are usually lightweight, comfortable for extended wear, and have noise-canceling features crucial in the often noisy hospital environment. Models like the Plantronics Encore Pro or the Sennheiser SC series are popular choices. For radiologists specifically, who often work in dimly lit reading rooms, you'll frequently see handheld microphones or what are called push-to-talk devices. These allow radiologists to quickly activate recording while they're examining images on multiple monitors. Some facilities use foot pedals connected to desktop microphones, allowing hands-free operation while the radiologist manipulates images. Now here's where it gets interesting from a procurement perspective. Hospitals typically don't just buy random microphones off Amazon. They work with specialized healthcare IT vendors who understand HIPAA compliance, integration with electronic health record systems, and the specific workflow needs of medical professionals. Companies like Nuance, which was recently acquired by Microsoft, have been dominant players in this space for decades. The software side has undergone a remarkable transformation. Traditionally, medical dictation relied heavily on what's called back-end transcription. A doctor would speak into a microphone, the audio would be sent to a transcription service, often human transcriptionists who specialized in medical terminology, and the typed notes would be returned hours or even days later. This system still exists, but is rapidly being replaced. Today's medical voice recognition systems are increasingly powered by AI, and you're absolutely right to mention Whisper and similar technologies. However, the medical field has some unique requirements that general-purpose speech recognition doesn't always handle well. Medical terminology is incredibly specialized. Try getting a general AI system to correctly transcribe pneumonultramicroscopic silicovolcanoconiososis or distinguish between hypertension and hypotension in a noisy environment. This is why specialized medical speech recognition systems like Dragon Medical One, which is now part of Microsoft's healthcare offerings, remain popular. These systems are trained specifically on medical vocabulary and can understand context in ways that general AI might struggle with. They know that if a cardiologist is dictating, stent is more likely than sent, and they can handle the rapid-fire medical abbreviations that doctors love to use. The integration aspect is crucial too. These systems don't just transcribe speech, they integrate directly with electronic health record systems like Epic, Cerner, or Allscripts. A radiologist can dictate a finding, and it automatically populates the correct fields in the patient's record, complete with proper formatting and even automatic coding for billing purposes. But here's where your question about AI versus traditional human dictation becomes really interesting. We're seeing a hybrid approach emerge. Many hospitals now use AI for initial transcription, but still have human medical transcriptionists review and edit the results, especially for complex cases or legal documents. This combines the speed of AI with the accuracy and contextual understanding of human experts. The newer AI systems, including those based on transformer architectures like Whisper, are making significant inroads. They're particularly good at handling accents, background noise, and the kind of rapid speech patterns common in medical settings. Some hospitals are experimenting with real-time AI transcription that can even suggest clinical decision support. Imagine a system that not only transcribes what a doctor says, but also flags potential drug interactions or reminds them about relevant guidelines. From a cost perspective, the shift toward AI is driven by economics as much as technology. Human medical transcriptionists are expensive and increasingly hard to find. A good medical transcriptionist might cost a hospital $15 to $20 per hour, plus benefits, while AI transcription might cost a few cents per minute of audio. For a large hospital system processing thousands of hours of dictation monthly, the savings are substantial. Security and privacy remain paramount concerns. Medical voice data is incredibly sensitive, so these systems need robust encryption, secure transmission protocols, and careful handling of temporary audio files. Many hospitals are moving toward cloud-based solutions, but they require vendors to meet strict compliance standards and often demand that data processing happens within specific geographic boundaries. Looking at current trends, we're seeing some fascinating developments. Some hospitals are experimenting with ambient listening systems. Imagine AI that can listen to a natural conversation between a doctor and patient and automatically generate appropriate documentation without the doctor needing to explicitly dictate anything. Companies like Nuance DAX and Suki are pioneering this approach. There's also growing interest in mobile solutions. Doctors increasingly want to dictate notes on their smartphones or tablets, whether they're making rounds, working from home, or covering multiple facilities. This has led to sophisticated mobile apps that can handle high-quality voice recognition while maintaining security standards. The microphone technology itself continues to evolve too. We are seeing better noise cancellation, improved sensitivity for picking up speech in challenging acoustic environments, and even some experimental work with directional microphones that can focus on a specific speaker in a crowded room. So to directly answer Daniel's question, today's medical facilities typically use professional-grade USB headsets or handheld microphones, procured through specialized healthcare IT vendors, connected to AI-powered transcription systems that blend cutting-edge speech recognition with medical-specific training and workflow integration. The technology has come a long way from the days when doctors had to speak slowly and clearly into basic recording devices, hoping a human transcriptionist would correctly interpret their notes days later. It's a perfect example of how AI is transforming traditional industries, not by completely replacing human expertise, but by augmenting it and making workflows more efficient. And knowing how much doctors value their time, any technology that lets them document patient care more quickly and accurately is going to find eager adoption. That's all for today's episode of Just Ask AI. If you have questions about artificial intelligence or technology, feel free to send them my way. Until next time, this is Herman Poppelberry, reminding you to keep asking those curious questions.